You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Tackling Life Podcast with the great Ray Lewis and me, Dr. Christian Conti. It's a success podcast that tackles life through the lessons of sports. Ray, man, I am so excited about this show, and you know why, but I got to tell our listeners.
Doc, go ahead. I'm gonna let you go ahead and tell your story so everybody can know the importance of this interview.
So Ray and I, my family and I were in New York, and we were with Ray, and we're riding in the car. Now I want you to picture this: my little 11-year-old girl Kaya is sitting in between Ray and me, and Kaya just absolutely loves Ray. Right. So she calls him Uncle Ray. She always wants to tell him stuff. So Kaya starts telling Ray she has a dog. And she's like, and my dog's name is Marley. And then she looks at Ray and she goes, so there was a singer and his name was Bob Marley and he sang reggae. And she starts telling Ray like he never heard of him. And Ray and I start cracking up. And I looked at Kaya and I said, hey, honey, everybody knows who Bob Marley is. And Ray said, you have no idea. And then, Ray, I'm going to let you pick it up from here to tell them how deep your connection is.
Yeah, and then the person that's on the line is a brother of mine, the extension of Bob. And we wanted today to welcome a brother of mine, Ziggy Marley. What's up, bro?
Yo, Ray, respect, man. Good to be here with you guys.
Yeah, man. Good to talk to you, man. So we're going to jump right into it, man, because I've told him, for us, it's been like 23 years that we've been knowing each other, man, since the connection of Roe.
True.
But listen, you have a bunch of like inspirational music, like your culture, everything that I know about your culture and the way we live. Like, what is your message? If there was one message that you wanted to have people hear, what would be that message, Ziggy?
Yeah, I mean, the only message is love. It's simple, you know, brother. It's really, 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 it's really that simple. Maybe it's too simple for some people to really get it, but it's love.
Mm-hmm.
Love one mm-hmm. another. That is the foundation of everything else that we want. If we don't have that as a foundation, then we can't survive as a human race. You know, love has to become the foundation, and everything has come from that.
That message resonates with me so profoundly, and I genuinely buy that. I believe that. And one of the things, obviously, I absolutely love is obviously your song Love Is My Religion. But I want to go beyond that. On your new album, self-titled album, Ziggy Marley, you have a song called Love Is a Rebel, and I just love that song, and I love the lyrics, and I wonder if you could share with our listeners about that song.
Yeah. That song there, well, how I feel about it is that in this time, you know, in past times, being rebellious, especially when it comes to people, you know, fighting for freedom or our independence, when I was growing up, that meant violence. That meant taking up arms, you know. That meant freedom fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But in this time, it seems to me that violence become more normalized. And so we can't use violence we can't say violence is rebellious anymore, because violence is more normal than anything else. So the only rebellious thing against that, against the norm, is love. Mm. And so love become the rebellious action. Love become, if right now, if we go somewhere in the world where there's violence or war, I would say, love one another. That's going to be pretty rebellious.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I say, so love now become the real action of rebellion in this time. And so that is why love is a rebel. And love for me, when I say love become rebellious, I mean it. I mean, love is my strength. Love is my power. Love is my tool, my weapon. You know what I say? So that is my rebellion now against what is happening in across the world in this time, where there's so much violence, so much division amongst people, religious, political. Love is the rebel.
Because see, love. So it's funny you say that, Ziggy. Because of course I know, you know, you're like a brother, man. And it's really interesting because love is the only chance we have. It's everything that you're speaking about. It's who we're created to be. We're created to love thy neighbors, thyself, right? It's created to help each other through love. And so all of these things that it's really interesting, because the moment you started to speak, I knew where you were going. That's why I kind of asked the question, because, you know, when you think about all the things that's going on in this world, bro, like, we're allowing too many things to go way beyond where they should go. You know, like brother, we control more than we think we control, but we also give up a lot of control that we should not be able to give up, you know?
That is true. Like, we need to realize how powerful we can be. That's why, even on the album, we have a song called We Are More. In my own way of saying that, the people who love are more than the people who hate. But it seems that the people who hate have a bigger platform. Their voices are much louder, and their actions are much more publicized and kind of pushed on us. You know, the negativity is kind of pushed on us. But we who love have to become more active in our love, you know, and understand it is powerful, you know, as Ray was saying there.
It's so powerful. And, you know, I think that's it's probably one of the most I wonder how this feels for you, that people all over the world are really connected to you. For instance, I have felt very connected to you ever since I started listening to your music. And it's kind of neat because, you know, Ray and I, we have so many similarities. Like, Ray and my wife have the same birthday. A couple of our friends have the same birthday as my child. But you and I have the same birthday, Ziggy. And my philosophy, it's awesome, man. And I very much buy into everything that you talk about. And one of the things that I love is you talk very openly about getting rid of the ego, setting the ego aside, and really kind of being conscious and living in a conscious way. And I'm very drawn to that. And I that message resonates deeply with me.
Yeah, well, for me, I mean, and for all of us, I guess, sometimes, you know, the ego becomes a barrier to more consciousness, to more love. Because sometimes we put on a tough face, or we put on a thing that, because of the way we're living or how we're living, we have to put up a protective barrier. And sometimes we get into trouble just by egos being hurt. Wars are started by egos being hurt. How fragile is one's ego that we can hurt somebody because we're ego? They didn't touch us, but my ego is hurt, so I need to hurt somebody because they hurt my ego. I need to get violence. I need to retaliate because my ego is hurt. So ego is a thing. It can be a positive thing if used wisely. Ray know that, you know, because Ray as a football player, I see how Ray was when he's getting his team ready to go. You know, so Ray know it's a fine balance between having that confidence, but then the ego becoming overpowering that confidence and becoming something negative, you know?
Yes.
There's a fine line between that.
Man, see, and that's why, Doc, back in the day, see, I'm glad Ziggy went there, because back in the day, see, you was okay with your ego being hurt. So you was okay with getting in a fist fight and then being able to walk home and saying you lost the fight. But see, now your ego's so hurt now that when somebody beat you up or somebody say something about you, you go take away generations the moment you take away a life.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know, and so it's really interesting, Ziggy, because every time I hear you talk, brother, it always, you know, you're always teaching, right? And I think I just want to slow down so people understand, like, what you're teaching us, what your message is. It's about bonding each other through love. It's about taking removing ego and taking ego out of it. And just saying, listen, maybe I've wronged you, but I didn't do it personally. Like, it's not that personal, you know? And I think your message, and it's a message that should be heard, bro, because that's kind of what's wrong with our country right now, right? Everybody has an opinion now. Everybody's right, everybody's wrong. No matter, you know, and we just slash at each other so quickly.
That's true.
Oh, man.
What I love is that it is a simple message, and I do agree with that. It is simple, and I think people try to overcomplicate it. And I think Ray hit the nail on the head, is that at times we have to take it to the, because of the ego, we have to take it to another level that has become dangerous for us in this country.
Yeah.
That's why I think your music is so important for the messages that you're spreading.
So listen. Listen, bro, let me ask you, let me change subjects on you. So I know you got some, I know you're working on some records and stuff, but it seems like you're working on some other stuff with some foods and stuff. You want to explain that to us?
Let me give you a little bit of the background, the context of, you know, why food becomes, why I put out a food, a cookbook called Ziggy Marley and Family Cookbook.
A cookbook.
When we was going
cookbook called school. Ziggy Marley, yeah. Right? Okay.
Ziggy Marley and Family. So growing up in Jamaica as a youth, a man, we learned what to be independent because cooking is a part of our independence. Being able to make our own food, not waiting on your mother or you know, your woman or whatever. So that is how we start learning to cook because of that independent mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been, you know, I cook my own food. And then I'm very conscious because I'm really as an athlete, no, you know. I'm an athlete in a way because my tour, my music, I got to keep my body the right way, put the right fuel in my body so that I can sustain the work that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so food is very important for me, you know, and I cook at home. My wife also involved in the cookbook. She's from the Middle East. When I married her, I got, you know, got influenced by some Middle Eastern cuisine too. But food very important. You know, we get together with the family with food and with the kids with talk. You know, during a meal, it's one of the most important time of community. You can find when everybody's eating a meal together. That's a real, you know, you get the community together the way that, and it begins in the family. You know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
And you know what I think is cool? You know, there are the olfactory sense, that sense of smell is the strongest link to memory. And I just wonder if there are some recipes in this book that bring you back to when you were a child, that like when you're making them, you're like, man, I feel like a little kid again.
Yeah, man. All right. So we use coconut oil and coconut milk, you know? Now, Jamaica, that was a staple. So much coconut with it. We used to cook with coconut all the time. So anytime there's recipes in the book that have coconut, like the coconut dream fish and some other recipes in there. But when I smell that coconut, it does remind me growing up in Jamaica. You're right about the smell thing. It does work that way, where you smell something, it puts you back in that time.
Well, it's very, very powerful. And, you know, Ray and I have talked a lot about how we one of our messages to people is to surround yourself with the things that you want to influence you. And so everything from your music to your cookbook to your cookbook, to the things that you're doing are influencing you with positivity. And I think that's so important for people. Is there a piece of advice that you got from your dad when you were young that has really stuck with you?
Well, not verbally, right? Because for us, it was the actions that we... I'm a very keen observer. I learn a lot from observing, by just looking and seeing. I guess that's what babies kind of learn to. I'm still that way. And so my father never really, sit down and say A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Mm. I observed his actions. I observed his humility. I observed his openness. I observed his concern for other people, for the human being. I observed his hard work, discipline. And so that is the advice I got. I got my advice through observation, not through words. And the advice was to work hard, respect people, be humble, help people, you know, be loving, and yeah, you know, and other messages. But that was the advice. The life that I saw was my advice.
Mm. Man, listen to this, Doc. I just said this the other day, Ziggy. And I was teaching this message that kids, it was actually on Lewis Howes' podcast, that I promise you, kids live exactly what they see.
Hmm. True.
You ain't got to say nothing. The way you live, if your child is around you and paying attention to you, he will learn everything you know. Good or bad?
Or bad, yeah.
Yeah, right?
That's true. Good or bad, yeah.
Yeah, good or bad, because listen, bro, for Papa to live this life that was worthy enough that his son said, "What did my father teach me?" He said, "I learned everything through observation," which means his steps were ordered. Which means this man had a plan. This man knew what his mission was, and nothing. Bro, listen, Ziggy, that's good stuff now. I'm telling you, bro, that's like, that's culture. Like, that's the, bro. Like, that's the way men, and Ziggy, and you know, we didn't talk and stuff, but that's the way men's supposed to raise kids. That
you should be them, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, go ahead.
It's true.
Well, let me say this. Speaking of men and raising children, my daughter is my life. Anybody who knows me for 5 seconds knows that. And I will be remiss if I have the opportunity to talk to Ziggy Marley and I don't get to have Ziggy Marley give a message to my daughter, Kaya, and all the young people out there, but specifically my daughter, Kaya. Is there a message that you have for Kaya and other young people out there?
How old is Kaya?
Kaya is 11 years old.
Well, for Kaya and you know, the next generation, I think would I say, be respectful of the older generation. Learn from the mistakes that, you know, we have made, not only as individuals, as, you know, parents, but as a society, as the world. And work not just for yourself, you know, work for better humanity.
Mm.
You know, you have to do your thing, you know, make your living, but remember, Every interaction we have with people in this world can be a way to spread more positivity, spread more love. And so don't just live for yourself, you know?
Mm.
Help other people, you know what I say? So, yeah, I mean, she's going to be all right, though. She got you. You're good.
thank you so much, man. I absolutely love it.
Listen to me. You guys got to listen to me, Ziggy. Listen. Yeah. Everything we just discussing, I'm discussing it the other night. And I'm screaming to us as a country, Zig, exactly what you just said. Everything that you just aligned for these kids or this next future. Brother, if we don't get back to protecting our children, we don't have a future.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Listen, there was one time when we protected kids so much where grown folks had grown folk music and kids had kids music, to where you couldn't watch the same TV shows that I watched. You couldn't go the same places that I went to. Because why?
I
we were protected. We were protecting their brains so that they don't grow up and be already influenced and they ain't prepared for that. Remember?
Yes.
See, so, but Ziggy, think about what has happened now. Now, a 10-year-old kid, a 14-year-old kid, they can pick up a phone and they can have access to anything in this world. That's backwards. That's backwards. We are not supposed to give them that much access this early. That's what your message is. That's what you just said.
Yeah. We had that experience last night. We were over some friends out for dinner, and they were telling us that their kid had a playlist. And then when they say, oh, I guess the youth is about 11-year-old, right? So he has a playlist from him get from whatever, iTunes or Wi-Fi or whatever. And when they check the playlist, the stuff that the lyrical content is so, you know, sexual and just like, you know, thing, as you say, Ray, you're right, bro. The same thing you say. You're right on that, brother.
Yeah, because bro, listen, exactly what you're saying about these lyrics. Bro, the lyrics are so upfront. There is no, listen, bro, it's almost at the point to where nobody cares about what kids have the ability to listen to.
Yeah.
So I'm at my younger son's birthday party, and it's so interesting because we're sitting in the party and they're playing this music, right? And I got the DJ, and the DJ know me, so he knows no cursing, no all that stuff. You can play what you want to play with, cursing. Bro, halfway through the party, Ziggy, my son's mother come over and says to me, your son just asked if the grown folks can leave the party for a minute so they can turn up. You know what? Lights turn on, party over, pack up, call your parents, let's go home. Cause ain't nothing finna turn up.
I hear that before.
Oh my gosh. It kind of goes back to what you were saying, Zig, that we have and what I'm saying, we've exposed our kids to so much so early. It's hard to keep them. It's hard to keep them humble, hungry. It's hard to keep them based off, you know, thinking about identity and character and humility. It's hard, bro.
Yeah.
It's hard, and that's why I'm straight up with my kids. I'm old school, Zig. You know, and that's what I hear your message is, my brother. So I appreciate your message because your message is a message that really should be heard. Yeah.
It's so much, Ziggy. Like I can't tell you. Like honestly, the first song we ever exposed my daughter to that she could remember from the time she was little was Redemption Song. My daughter sings "Love Is My Religion" like nonstop around my house. So, but one thing that Ray and I talk about constantly, and that you live out, and I absolutely am honored to be speaking to you about, is that what you put around your children's lives is what they are exposed to. So the fact that you're putting out music that's positive and conscious is something that I just really want to thank you for, and I appreciate so much you taking time to talk to us.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man. Pleasure for being here.
Absolutely. Ziggy, one question before I let you go. When did you know that you were going to be your own connection of your father? When did you know that you were going to be exactly who you are right now?
Well, I mean, it's like short time you experience certain things that kind of tell you something about yourself, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or about your life, or about where you're heading. And it happens in different ways. You know, some of it is so, what you call it? So, in a way for me, like a fantastical, because I've had, you know, I'm a very spiritual-minded person, and so, and open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I have a connection with my father through dreams, yeah? True, having dreams and stuff like that.
Mm.
And yeah, it's hard to talk about that side of it. You know what I mean? I say it hard because it's very deep and kind of like something I feel like it's not good for, you know, expose that side of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we talk about it earlier.
Absolutely.
But just continually, for me, continually seeing the positive, the fruits of the seed that is planted, you know.
Yes, sir.
Like, I know I'm still growing. I know I'm still learning. And it's a continuous kind of process to kind of get where I am going to be. So it's not like I've reached where I know exactly everything about myself or everything I need to know. There is more still to learn. But it's just something that you realize throughout time at different times. And if you're going to plant a tree, if you're seeing the fruit is coming out good, then you kind of have an idea that, okay, I might be doing something right. You know, because fruits are being, you know. The
yes.
fruits are bearing good and the positive energy is around. You know, the karma is good karma.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, you kind of stick on that good karma part, you know.
100%.
You see the example. You know, this is the way you should live your life because you see fruits of that. You know what I say? You see good things happening because you're living a life that is a positive. And you try to respect people. Everything. The love consciousness. You know what I say? Yeah, it really bear good fruit. You know,
it's literally every single day of my daughter's life. The one message I give to her is be the light. So when I drop her off at school, it's be the light. She knows she every day, Daddy, be the light. But that's really what I believe the message is for young people is to learn to be the light. And again, Ziggy, honestly, I can't thank you enough for the message for Kaya and all young people. And I can't thank you enough for what you do. I really appreciate everything that you do.
Bro.
Yeah, my respect, man. So bro, you guys did a good job over there, too.
Thank you. Many blessings on the music and the cookbook. And you know you got to send me a book. I need to learn how to cook. I need to learn how to, I need some food now.
It's coming.
Okay, I'm waiting on it. I love you, brother. Thank you. Thank you for taking some time with us today, man. I know you're busy, man, but I really appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, man. Love you, Ray. Love you.
Let's thank you, Ziggy.
All right, one love.
All right, brother. All right. One love.
When we come back, we'll have more after this.
Love is my religion.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we're back, and man, that was awesome, Ray.
Listen, bro. I mean, listen, man. So I've been raised around the Marley family since I was 17 years old, since 1993, bro. And so I grew up around the maturity of the things that, you know, he experienced, right? You know, and one of the key things, man, I want us and everybody listening to get from this is he did it through observation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you don't have the perfect situation and maybe, you know, your one parent gone or maybe just something just ain't right. If you observe the right things and take the good out of it, of whatever you observe, Doc, you got a chance.
Right. Well, you
got a chance.
You're right. And you and I have talked about this a lot, which is you have to seek out the teachers. They may not always present themselves right in front of you. So you need to seek them out. And I really want to empower our listeners to seek out the teachers that they need. But on a different note, I definitely want to, like, how did you talk about your connection and like how you kind of got started with Rohan and everything? Because I think that's a beautiful story.
I mean, bro, from first day I walk in the University of Miami, I'm not even in the media guide. So it's funny because I'm the comedian. I'm cracking on everybody, you know? And just so happened, bro, on the Friday night before our first game, after we was practicing, you know, for weeks. And then I go to the hotel and I walk in the hotel with my bag and I'm telling all my freshman buddies, I'm about to throw my bag down and head back out and go to the room and chill, you know, cause you're a freshman. You ain't really thinking you're going to play or nothing like that. And I walk in the room, man, and it's Rohan Marley sitting in the room. And so I ran in there and I threw my bag down. And when I threw my bag down, I turned back around. Doc, I ran out the door. He's like, why you going? I'm like, what? What you mean, where I'm going? I said, I'm finna go over and hang out. He's like, nah. And bro, he came in, man. And it was the funniest thing because he's like, nah, you're not going out. You need to sit here. You need to sit here and think. I'm like, think? Think about what? And that's when we first met. And I'm telling you, quick 30-second story. It was just funny, man, because I started doing my push-ups and sit-ups regularly, you know, that I had started from a little kid. And he asked me what I was doing. And I was telling him, I do this every night. He was like, you do this every night? I said, I do this every night. And he was like, wow. He was like, I listen to my father's music every night, too. And I was like, wow. And then he was like, bro, put these headphones on. And I was like, nah, man, I don't really listen to, like, different music. He was like, nah, just try it. And I put on his headphones and I was like, I can't really. He was like, listen, just slow down and just listen. And bro, I started listening and I started hearing what Papa Words was saying. Mm. And I was like, wait a minute. I've never really slowed down to hear this clearly. Mm. And when I started hearing the songs and hearing the message, you know, from, oh man, you know, from so many of the lyrics. He was like, wow. Like, he was like, Papa really touches you. I was like, yeah. He was like, listen, this is what we're going to do. 23 years later, bro, he said, this is what we're going to do. He said, I'm going to take the mind and you take the body. I said, all right. And that meant all of my workouts, he was going to follow me, mm-hmm. and all of the things that he knew spiritually and from a wisdom perspective, he was going to share with me. Mm. And that's how our relationship started. And from the first day, he took me to see all of the brothers and sisters at 17 years old. It was one of the greatest homecomings I've ever had in my life because I've never had a family like that so close welcome me into being into the Marley family, just like I was one of them.
Yeah, yeah. You were welcomed just right away, right?
Yeah, immediately, bro. It was like they was like, happy, like this son was home almost. I was like, wow, man. And so the love that they gave me, man, and the things that I learned from just being around them for so many years, and it's just something that's it's beautiful to see. And it's beautiful, it's more beautiful because of a legend started something. He believed in something. He stood for something.
Yes.
And his sons, just like Ziggy just getting off, his son spoke about what he saw his father speak about love, unity, bringing people together, right?
There's so much. Like, one of the things I want to just hit on real quick, because this is what I think our listeners really, I want them to hear. You used a statement right now. You said something to the effect of, I never slowed down to hear this clearly. And your awareness and wisdom at this point in your life to recognize way back then, you just realized, wait a minute, I just never slowed down to hear this clearly. And I really want our listeners to hear that sometimes in life, the onus is on us to slow down and listen clearly. Because Ziggy's message is so beautiful and so powerful, and he used the phrase, well, maybe this is too simple, but it is simple. When we're talking about living from a place of love, we're not talking complex. We're talking, yeah, the message is simple, but now enacting it is a challenge for people. But the message is there. But your message, what you just taught right there, I never slowed down to hear this clearly, that's the message we really want our listeners to hear.
Because you ever remember Michael Jackson's song, the one verse that people always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts.
I just love listening to you sing MJ. That's awesome. Yeah, I do remember that.
But if you can always take, and I just use that one because he was speaking about what his mother, he remembered what his mother had shared with him. Mm. You understand, Doc? And if we listen to songs, I was listening to the song the other day riding in the car, and I said, wow, I love this beat. And I started listening to the words, and I said, woo, wait a minute. Not my type of, not, it's just not where I am.
Right, right, right.
It's just not where I am. And so once you hear it, but I don't think a lot of people hear the things that you let invade your mind. Mm. Doc, that's huge, because now the things that I can, you know how I keep most of my peace? I keep most of my peace because I don't let too many things into my mind.
Yes.
It ain't happening, Doc.
Yes. It's so powerful. It's such an important lesson to let in your mind what you want to be in your mind. I don't care if that's simple. That's the reality. Let in your mind what you want to be in your mind. Look, we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to wrap this thing up. This is absolutely beautiful to be a part of. All right, we're back. One of the things we want to know is, hey, listen, for all our listeners out there, we want to hear from you. You have an opportunity to get in touch with the legend, Ray Lewis. You can get in touch with me. You can get in touch with the Tackling Life podcast. Here's the way to do it. Go to our Tackling Life podcast Facebook page. Go to our Twitter page, which is at TacklingLife52. Or go to our website, TacklingLifePodcast.com. Find us on the Voigo app. Now listen to this, Voigo app, that's V-O-I-G-O, or call us at 646-762-4432. I'm going to give that to you one more time. That's 646-762-4432, and we may play your call on the show, and you have an opportunity to literally ask Ray a question directly, or me, whatever you want. We're back. So Ray, man, this is, I mean, honestly, this is touching to me. I think people don't get to see behind the scenes enough. And behind the scenes for me, I've worked with thousands of people all over the world. And I was just plain out excited to be able to speak with Ziggy because of how much he and his family, their music has touched me and my family's soul.
Bro, generations of legacies. Mm. Generations. You work hard in your life so you can bless generations. Mm. And his message, his son's, his daughter message is universal, man.
Yes.
It's about downloading your brain with enough peace that you can keep away from bad people or bad things so that you get a real chance to enjoy this life. Mm. You know, it's like this culture, bro. I'm telling you, man, when I fell in love with this culture, it changed who I was as a person. Mm. It changed the things that I wanted to now understand and start to listen for and start to be aware of. And honestly, like, man, Rohan, what he means to me, like as a brother, like there's nothing. My kids, I will drop them off and know that they 100% okay. Mm. You know, and that man for 23 years for them to invite me into this family because of their message being the same, Doc.
Yes.
Their message, man. And that's why I'm so excited to hear what Ziggy was talking about today, because you think a lot of people don't hear it because what Ziggy said, because a lot of hate overrides love. But a lot of people, man, just want to spread love to people, and there are different ways to do it. And that's why I really enjoy what we do, right? Because people can now call in, they can check in with us, they can really like ask these real questions, because I'm telling you, man, if there's nothing else in life that I always tell people, is kids always pay attention to what their parents live mm-hmm. and say. Mm-hmm. Say, guaranteed, Doc. And his message generationally came all the way down, man, to now his kids is carrying his message.
Well, you've taught it for years. You've taught it for your whole career. It's about legacy. It's about what you're leaving behind. And obviously what Bob Marley has left behind has been a legacy that is just, it's beyond words. And Ziggy is carrying that legacy on, and he is continuing that with his own children. And what he taught us today and what he talked about today, we can't say it enough. Like, I this is something that I really, really wish I could reach into our listeners' hearts and have them feel. It doesn't have to be complicated. It has to be recognizing that people are watching you. It has to be recognizing that you have to take in, that you have control over what you're taking in your brain. You have control over what you're allowing yourself to watch. And this is why I don't think we can say this message enough.
Doc, listen to me carefully. People don't understand this. Meditation doesn't take your time. It gives you time. See, that's what the message is.
Yes.
Like you got to meditate on things that you know it's gonna calm your mind down. You got to, Doc, oh man, I'm learning this more and more as I'm around you about what we meditate on. Like what we're putting in our brains and that we're letting just every day, the same old message. Man, really? That's the same what we're dealing with. That's the same way we're dealing with recidivism, Doc.
Yeah.
It's the repeatance of things over and over and over and over again.
100%. I was in a prison the other day, and the prison has taken a new approach to putting murals on walls, to not make everything look like the same institutionalized cement walls. And it's so powerful because some of the people are so receptive to that, like, oh my goodness, I'm going to try to see things differently. And then there are, of course, people who are resistant to that, and we'll always have people who are resistant to that. But I think the main message is understanding that if we can really understand what the powerful message of love is, then it's going to transcend. It's going to change things. It's going to change recidivism. It's going to change all kind of the violence that's out there. It's going to change everything. And I love you highlighting the meditation, because, you know, in our new book, 52 Days of Inspiration, we're giving people meditations that you're going to be able to do. We're going to give you things, an action plan to what you can do to change your life around. But look, if this is 20 years ago, I get it if people are saying, hey, what's this meditation stuff? But in 2016, we understand that it literally makes physiological changes in your brain, your basal ganglia, your reward center, your hippocampus, your memory. We see physiological changes in the brain from meditation, which is why you and I sat down and said, look, when we put together this 52 Days of Inspiration book, we are adding meditation that's going to physically change people's lives. So, I'm excited about it.
Doc, that's because that's the bottom line point, man. Like, if you're not taking a break from this everyday rat race every day, man, you will drive yourself insane. Your balance is in your discipline to find some you time every second, out of every second.
A huge, huge lesson for people to listen to what Ray just said right there. That's a huge lesson. Listen, we'll go on, and you know that we will, but that's why we're here every week for you. And we appreciate you taking time to listen to this. I want to give you an opportunity to give a final word on Ziggy here before we sign out, Ray.
I think, you know, when you think about what he is as a man, what he's become, and I'm a father myself, and if I ask for nothing else, I ask that my children follow the example of the way Ziggy followed his father. Of pure observation. Everything, sometimes I shouldn't have to say it. But what I'm telling fathers out there, be that example. So when they do see you, that's what they want to be like. Don't give them an option to go the other way. As bad as it may hurt sometimes, as men, honestly, Doc, we got to deny more things than than we allow to change generations of how young men think. Ziggy blessed me today because he took me back to why we do this. He took me back to where, guess what, guys? Guess what, people? Life is really simple. But I think it's just, we confuse it so much now, and the fearful part for us, I think, is we're letting our kids be affected. And if I know this for a fact, then I don't think I have to be a genius to know this. If our kids are confused, then what future do we really have to look for? Look, Doc, it's a deep one for me today, man, because there's a lot of things going on in our world, man, and I don't think we're slowing down enough until it directly affects us. But Ziggy's message is real, and it came from his father. Fathers, go back and get your sons, no matter where they are. Ain't no more, I'm the bigger man. Even if you said something wrong, or if you've never been in his life, he still needs you. If you got the chance to tell your story and get that off your heart, go do it, whether you're father or son. Because bottom line is, there's no you without the other one.
100%. 100%. Man, this is, I love every single week with you, Ray. Every single week. I want to say another thank you to Ziggy for being on. I really want to thank Ziggy for saying a message to Kaya because she adores him. So that's awesome. And something that brought up for me as I sign off is this. You know, my dad is my best friend. My dad is somebody I wanted to be like since I was a little kid. And to this day, I still want to be like. I talk to him every day. And when I see that fatherhood connection with that, I'm glad that I'm that for my daughter. So this is powerful, powerful stuff. Thank you to Ziggy Marley. I will always be grateful that I'm sitting here with the true legend, Ray Lewis. And I want to thank you, listeners. Thank you for downloading the Tackling Life podcast. For more Tackling Life content and information, even for information about our guests, please visit tacklinglifepodcast.com. Subscribe to Tackling Life, and you'll get two all-new episodes automatically downloaded each week. Look, you can become a part of the Tackling Life community by following us on our Tackling Life Facebook and Tackling Life Twitter pages. We definitely, definitely want to hear from you, so please reach out. We'd also love for you to take a moment and give us a rating and a review on iTunes. So, until next time, for Ray Lewis, I'm Dr. Christian Conti.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big.